KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, as the clock strikes noon, the activity around Cape Town City Hall is expected to start picking up as we count down to the opening of Parliament. President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his State of the Nation address to the country on the plans the Government of National Unity have prioritized. NewsWatch's Qino Kuhle Malinga is at Cape Town City Hall. And Qino, you have been speaking to some ministers and politicians.
Yes, thank you so much, Dineo. As President Cyril Ramaphosa spends the afternoon putting the final touches to his address tonight, ministers and political party leaders have expressed a mixed bag of expectations on what he should highlight. Parties under the GNU say issues around poverty, inequality, unemployment, crime and education must take precedence, but opposition parties don't feel any sense of confidence yet in the GNU, some saying it doesn't have its ducks in a row. In a short while, Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu will address the SONA police parade of officers deployed to protect the parliamentary precinct. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Cape Town.
Well, earlier, ANC Chief Whip Mdumiseni Ntuli told NewsWatch he believes that tackling poverty and unemployment would help reduce crime.
If you don't deal with crime and corruption, you are not going to succeed to attract investors into your economy, because there will be fear that this investment may be without any benefits at the end of the day.
The DA's Karabo Kakau wants to see more support for farmers and improvements in early childhood development.
Small, medium farmers, to make sure that we're able to get their produce to market, making sure that we have our ports and harbours working well enough to get that economy working, as far as also making sure that the bilateral agreements that we have with our trade partners internationally are strengthened in accordance. And we're happy that now we're able to work with Taiwan again with our apples trade.
The IFP Chief Whip Nhlanhla Hadebe wants the President to address concerns around the embattled financial services provider Itala.
Itala is very crucial in the development of the underprivileged communities. We want all efforts to be done to rescue Itala.
Other news, and Zimbabwean President and SADC Chairperson Emmerson Mnangagwa has urged a ceasefire in the DRC. It follows reports of the Rwandan-backed rebels capturing another town of Bukavu despite their earlier ceasefire declaration. Heavy fighting continues, with Goma still under M23 rebel control. His appeal comes ahead of the SADC East African Community Summit in Tanzania this weekend.
We have various authorities speaking differently in the same country. I don't think that is the best to have. As we meet as both SADC and the Eastern community, we will probe that question whether it is possible to there is one voice in one country.
And trans women will no longer be able to compete in female sports in the U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order at the White House.
I want to make this a really good signature, because this is, you know, this is a big one, right? Oh, I think we have a 10. We have a 10.
God bless you, Mr. President.
He signed the order in front of young female athletes and coaches at the White House, and the move calls for immediate enforcement against schools and athletic associations that deny single-sex sports and changing rooms. Durban 27 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29. The top story this hour, as the clock strikes noon, the activity around Cape Town City Hall is expected to start picking up as we head towards the State of the Nation address. More news at ecr.co.za. For NewsWatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.